This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Maisa Sheini, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Lo Yoimar Odom Lachaveirai, Ha'al Es HaPeiris Ho'elu LiYerushalayim Lachalek. A person is obligated in the expenses of bringing his Maisa Sheini produce to Yerushalayim. He may not pay these expenses from the value of his Maisa Sheini. Therefore, one may not tell someone, carry for me these Maisa Sheini fruits to Yerushalayim, and we will divide them between ourselves there. Ela oimer loy, ha'alem shenoichlem v'nishtem b'Yerushalayim. However, he may say, carry them, and we will eat and drink them together in Yerushalayim. Since that sounds more like he is inviting him as a guest rather than paying him for his labor. Avol noisnin ze lo ze matnas chinam. One may give it as a gift in Yerushalayim by inviting someone as a guest. And that is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Maisa Sheni, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Ein loikhin trumo bekesef Maisa Sheni, mimneshu memayet ba'achilosoi. One may not use Maisa Sheni money to buy trumo to eat in Yerushalayim, since this limits them both in their permissibility to be eaten, since they both have different restrictions. Reb Shimon Matir. Reb Shimon permits this. Omar Lohem Rabbi Shimon, Ma im Hegel, Bezivche Shlomim, Shumivien, Lede Pigel, Venoisa Vitame, Lo Nokel, Betruma. He argued that if Maiser Sheni money may be used to buy a Korban Shlomim, which is also limited by the laws of Pigel, by the laws of Noiser, and as well as Tameh, then it may be used to buy Truma too. Amru loy, ma im heikel bezivche shlomim, shehein mutarim lazarim, nokel betruma shehi asura lazarim? The Chachamim answered that a korban shlomim is permitted, since it may be eaten by a non-kayin, whereas Truma is forbidden to non-Kohanim. That's the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Maisa Sheni, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Mi shehayu lo mois b'Yerushalayim, v'tzarech loy, b'lachaveiroi peiris, oimer lachaveiroi, hari ha'mois ho'elu, m'chul olin al peirisecho. If a person has Maisa Sheni money in Yerushalayim, and he needs it for something other than food, while his friend has food, he may tell his friend who wishes to do him a favor, let my money be redeemed upon your food. Nimsa ze oichel peirisov b'tahara, v'halo ose tzorkoi b'ma'isov. His friend may then continue eating his food in purity as Maiser Sheni, and he now has money to spend as he needs. V'lo yoymar kein la'am ha'aretz elo bademai. However, he should not make this trade with an am ha'aretz who is suspected of eating Maiser Sheni in impurity, unless it is Maiser Sheni of demai. That is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Maisa Sheni, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. Peiros b'Yerushalayim, Umois b'Madino, Oimer Hariamois Hoheim, Mechulolin al Peiros Hoelu. If a person has regular produce in Yerushalayim and Maisa Sheni money elsewhere, he may still redeem that money on his produce even at a distance and eat the produce as Maiser Sheni. Mois b'Yerushalayim u'peirois b'medino oimer hari ha'mois ho'elu mechulolin al peiros ho'eim ובלבד שיעלו הפרס ויאכלו בירושלים. Similarly, if he has Maaser Sheni money in Yerushalayim and regular produce elsewhere, he may redeem that money onto the produce at a distance, but he must then bring the produce to eat in Yerushalayim. And that is the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Maaser Sheni, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hei. Mais nechnosais liYerushalayim v'yotzais, upeirais nechnosin v'einon yotzin. Maaser Sheni money that was brought to Yerushalayim may be brought out again, but Maaser Sheni produce that was brought to Yerushalayim may not be brought out. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Hafa peirais nechnosin v'yotzin. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel said that Maaser Sheni produce as well may also be brought out. And this is referring specifically to grains that are brought out in order to be ground and baked outside of Yerushalayim, but then brought back in. That is the end of Mishnah Hei. Masechtas Maaser Sheni, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Peirais shenigmer melachtan v'avru b'toich Yerushalayim yachzer Maaser Sheni shalhen v'yeochel b'Yerushalayim. If tevel produce that was fully processed and therefore obligated in tithe passed through Yerushalayim, then after its tithes are separated, the Maaser Sheni must be brought back to Yerushalayim and may not be redeemed for money. V'shelo nigmer malachtan sali anovim lagas v'sali te'enim lamuksa b'shama yoimrim yachser Maaser Sheni shalahem v'yeochel b'Yerushalayim. If it passed through before it was processed, such as baskets of grapes meant for squeezing or baskets of figs meant for drying, then Beis Shammai said its Maaser Sheni still may not be redeemed. Ubeis Hillel Aymrim, Yipodeh, V'yeochel b'chol makom. Beis Hillel argued and said, redeem it and eat it wherever you want. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Aymer, Meshum Reb Yosi, Unechlik Ubeis Shammai Ubeis Hillel al Peiris Shelo Nigmu Malachton Sheyipodeh Maaser Sheni Shalem V'yeochel b'chol makom. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, in the name of Reb Yosi, explained their argument differently. If the produce was not yet processed, all agree that its Maaser Sheni may be redeemed. V'al ma nechliku al peiros shenigmer melachtan shebeishamay yomim yachzer Maaser Sheni shalhem v'yoichel b'Yerushalayim. Ubeis Hillel Aymrim yipodeh v'yoichel b'chol makom. If it was processed, then Beis Shammai said it may not be redeemed, and Beis Hillel said it may. V'hadimai nichnas v'yotzei v'nifteh. All that we spoke about is true of real tevel. If the produce was only demai, then in any case its Maaser Sheni may be redeemed and eaten outside of Yerushalayim. And that's the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechtas Maaser Sheni, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Ilon shu oimei bifnim v'noita lachutz, o oimei bachutz v'noita lifnim, mekeneged hachoyma v'lifnim kelifnim. If a tree stood inside Yerushalayim and its branch stretched outside, or vice versa, then the part of the tree inside the wall is considered inside Yerushalayim, regarding all the halachas, all the laws of Maaser Sheni, and the part outside the wall is considered outside. That's why the Mishnah said, "Mekeneged hachoyim v'lachutz, kalachutz," that the part outside the wall is considered outside. But they habadim shepischeyen lifnim, v'chalolon lachutz, oy shepischeyen lachutz, v'chalolon lifnim. Beshamayimim hakol kalifnim. If an olive pressing house was built into the wall surrounding Yerushalayim with its entrance from the inside of the wall, but the house itself is outside, or vice versa, Beshamay said that in either case it is considered inside. Ubeitzilalayimim mekeneged hachoyimah velifnim kilifnim. Mekeneged hachoyimah velachot kalachot. Beis Hillel said that an imaginary line is drawn through the house as a continuation of the city wall. Whatever is inside of that line is considered inside Yerushalayim. And whatever is outside that line is considered outside. And that's the end of Mishnah Zayin. Masechtas Maaseh Sheni, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches. Ha'lishkois benuyes ba'kodesh u'pesuchos lachol, toichen chol v'gagoseihen kodesh. Some chambers of the Beis HaMikdash were built next to the outer wall with their space inside the Beis HaMikdash, but their entrance was from the outside. The space inside these chambers do not have the sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash, but their roofs do. Benuyos b'chol u'pesuchos l'kodesh, toichen kodesh v'gagoseihen chol. Other chambers were built outside the wall, with their entrances from inside. The space inside them has the sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash, but their roofs do not. Benuyos b'kodesh u'b'chol u'pesuchos l'kodesh v'l'chol mekeneged hakodesh v'l'kodesh kodesh mekeneged hachol v'l'chol chol. Others were built overlapping the wall with space and entrances on both sides. For them, an imaginary line is drawn through the chamber as a continuation of the wall. Whatever is inside that line has the sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash. Whatever is outside does not. That is the end of Mishnah Ches. Masechtas Maaseh Sheni, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tes. Maaseh Sheni shenichnas leYerushalayim v'nitma. Maaseh Sheni, produce that was brought into Yerushalayim and then became tamei. Bein shenitma ba'avatuma, bein shenitma b'vladatuma, whether from an avatuma or a midrabanan a vladatuma, bein bifnim bein bachutz, and whether it became tamei before or after it came to Yerushalayim. Bein shamayoyimim yipode v'yeochol akol bifnim chutz mishenitma ba'avatuma bachutz. Beshamai said that in most cases it must be redeemed but still eaten in Yerushalayim, because we're concerned lest people should think that Maaseh Sheni may leave Yerushalayim. Now the only exception is if it was Tameh from an Avatuma before it came to Yerushalayim, in which case it may be redeemed and eaten outside Yerushalayim. Ubeis Hillel Aymerim Hakol Yepode V'yeocho Bachutz Chut Mishenitma B'Vladatuma Bifnim. Beis Hillel said that in most cases it may be redeemed and eaten outside of Yerushalayim, except if it was Tameh from a Vlad HaToma and became Tameh in Yerushalayim, in which case it must be redeemed and eaten in Yerushalayim. That is the end of Mishnah Tes. Masechtas Maaseh Sheni, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud. Halokeach Bekesef Maaseh Sheni Shenitma Yipode. If food was bought with Maaseh Sheni money and then became Tameh, it may be redeemed. Reb Yehuda Aimer Yikover. Reb Yehuda said it must be buried. Amru lo l'Rabbi Yehuda, Uma im Maaseh Sheni Atzmai Shenitma, Harehu Nifte. They asked Reb Yehuda, if the original Maaseh Sheni produce become Tameh, it may be redeemed. Halakuach bekesef ma'aser sheni shenitma, ein oydin sheyipoda. The same should be true of food bought with ma'aser sheni money. Amar lahem lo. Rabbi Yehuda responded that you cannot make such a kal v'chomer. Im amartem b'ma'aser sheni atzmai shekein hu nifta betar berichok makom. The original ma'aser sheni produce may be redeemed outside of Yerushalayim even when tahor. Toimar b'lakuach b'kesef ma'aser sheinu nifta betar berichok makom. Whereas produce that's bought with ma'aser sheni may not, you can't, from which we see that there are greater restrictions when it comes to produce bought with ma'aser sheni money. That's the end of Mishnah Yud. Masechtas ma'aser sheni, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Tzvi, shalokchoi, bekesef ma'aser, vomeis, yikover al yedei oirei. If a deer was bought with ma'aser sheni money and then died, it must be buried together with its skin. It may not be redeemed and fed to dogs. Reb Shimon Omer Yipodeh. Reb Shimon said that it may be redeemed in order to be fed to dogs. Lokchoi chai ushachotoi v'nitma Yipodeh. If he slaughtered it and then it became tamei, he may redeem it even according to the first opinion, since it is then kosher meat. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yekaver. Rabbi Yossi said that it still must be buried. Lekachay shachot v'nitma harihu kapeiros. If he bought slaughtered deer meat and it became tamei, it has the same status as any produce that became tamei, as we saw in the previous Mishnah. That's the end of Mishnah Yud Aleph. Masechtas Ma'aser Sheni, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Beis. Hamashil Kan Kanim L'Ma'aser Sheni Afapi Shagafan Okana Ma'aser. If a person sort of lent his jugs to Ma'aser Sheni, meaning he filled them with Tevel wine with the intent to make just the wine but not the jugs into Ma'aser Sheni, even if he sealed the jugs themselves do not become Ma'aser Sheni. Zolaf l'toichan stam, ad shelo gafan, lokana Ma'aser. If he had no explicit intent when he filled them, then if he made the wine into Ma'aser Sheni before he sealed the jugs themselves do not become Ma'aser Sheni. Mishe gafan kana Ma'aser. If he made the wine Ma'aser Sheni after he sealed the jugs, then the jugs do become Ma'aser Sheni. They must be sold and their value used to buy food to eat in Yerushalayim. Ad shelo gafan oilois be'echad umeya. There are other differences between sealed and unsealed jugs. For example, this, that before jugs of truma wine are sealed, if they get mixed with jugs of chulin, they become batel in a ratio of 1 to 100. Umisha gafan mekadshais b'kol shehen. After they are sealed, they are not batel regardless of the ratio. Ad shelo gafan toirem me'achas al hakol. Before jugs of tevel wine are sealed, the contents of one jug may be set as tithe for all the jugs. Umi shegafan toirem me'kol achas v'achas. After they are sealed, each jug must be tithed on its own. That's the end of Mishnah Yud Beis. Masechtas Ma'aser Sheni, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Bishamai Oimrim, Mifateach Umora Lagas. If he already sealed the jugs, but he does not want the jugs themselves to become Ma'aser Sheni, Bishamai said that he must open them, pour the wine back into the wine pit, and then separate Maaser Sheni. Ubeis Hillel Aymer Mifateach Ve'eino Tzarech La'arais. Beis Hillel said that it is enough just to open the jugs. Bameh Dvarim Amurim B'mekayim Shedarkon Limkor Setumais. When did Beis Hillel say so? That's only in places where it is common to sell wine in sealed jugs. Then by opening them, he shows that he does not intend for the jug itself to be included in Maaser Sheni. Avo b'makayim shedarkon limkor pesuchos lo yotza kankan l'chulin. In places where wine is sold in open containers and the seller pours for the buyer however much that he would want, Beis Hillel agrees to Beis Shammai that just opening the seal is not going to be enough. Aval em rotza lahachmer al atzmai limkor bamida yotza kankan lechulin. However, if the seller specifies that he is selling the contents of the jug by measure, then even sealed jugs do not become Maaser Sheni. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Afa Oimel Chaveiroi, Chavis Zu Ani Meichelach, Chutz Mekan Kanim, Yotza Kan Kan Lechulin. Rabbi Shimon said that if a person sells a barrel of Tevel wine, except for one jug's worth which he intends to leave as Maaser, then even if he takes that jug, seals it, and then deems it Maaser Sheni, the jug itself does not become Maaser Sheni. And that's the end of Mishnah Yud Gimel.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.